10,282, Jack and Rebecca Ward, north of Route Road 361, east of Freeport Boulevard, being Unit 38 within Bahamas Beach Cottages, a variance from separation requirement between multifamily units.
Names and addresses.
Rebecca Ward, 2403 Mountain Road, Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay.
David Alaco, 34281 Pine Creek Road, Jasperville, Delaware.
Okay.
This is my daughter.
And do you both swear affirm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Thank you.
He's going to speak for him.
Mr. Mills, who was here earlier, brought you copies. I thought we were going to share them all, but I have copies, four of what the setback is. We're looking at
actually do templates.
Okay. This is something different than you have here?
It's not a second floor addition.
It's a screen porch, first floor screen porch. It's a 40-foot setback again. I have a site plan of the whole development. If you want copies of that, I can hand that out too. There was 10 units in this development that do not meet the 40-foot setback between the buildings. With the approval that you guys gave earlier with the Mills, it makes 11. Two of which I got permits myself through the county prior to build. The last time I applied for application to do the Mills as well as the Oars here, they informed me that I had to go for a variance. Somehow this was got passed along the line and some changes had to be made. So here we are.
Mr. Ricker, what's the property setback requirements?
Whatever the board has, the commission has set in that area of Bahamas.
It's...
Have the plot plan there?
It's 10 feet.
Read right there.
40 between buildings.
It's 40 between buildings. How much from the property line? 10?
10 feet.
So you got 3 points that are less than 10 feet.
Well, no, because this is all common ground.
Yes, it's common ground.
It's limited common ground. So you could basically, the 10 feet really only applies to the outside perimeter of the development.
Okay.
The stamp plan that they have, it
right.
doesn't.
See, that's the reason they can't give you the setbacks because it's not included in the.
Okay. Because the survey that we have here showing less than 10 feet
from
a property line.
Sure.
Right. And it's limited common grounds,
right.
And it's considered condominiums. Even though they're like houses, the only reason they're condominiums is because there's a shed that attaches it to.
That's the only reason.
And something that they slipped through back in 1993.
Right.
So.
Okay.
That's when all the codes, they were starting to put their foot down, you know. Getting the codes changed, brought up to from what it was, do anything you want back in the 70s and 80s.
Right, and there was a problem at that time with Bahamas.
Yes.
In the building, and that's the reason it came to the commission, was putting that together in from, like you said, from common ground. That,
correct.
That's how they corrected
limited
that.
Common ground. So now we're at the point, it's like I said, this, if you approve this, this will be the 12th.
Right.
I've asked the boards since this has gone on, I guess based on tonight's findings, supposedly the whole association is going to come before you and try to get it changed, that there's a setback. Everybody can get 10 feet on the back of their buildings. So they would leave like 20 feet to 21 feet in between each unit. So.
Okay.
So that was pretty good of me remembering that way back, right?
Yes. Start of the show.
No comment.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Berman?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I guess I just found this in the portfolio. Bahama Beach Cottages, I guess the organization there hasn't, they don't object to it?
No.
Okay.
No, no. In order for us to present this, planning and zoning told me I had to have a letter of approval.
Then you have it.
I have a letter of approval from the council.
I thought they automatically got that.
No, I just found it in the...
Would you care to see it, sir?
No, he's got it.
I have it.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion.
Oh, I don't know. Have we approved any of these before? Mr. Chairman, it's obvious it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood. There is certainly uniqueness here. Minimum foot relief, make a motion. We approve case number 10,282.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,282. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a good evening.
Have a good evening.